Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting third. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Gritch. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rorick Harrison. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rorick Harrison. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moses settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball four. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Oates reaches second base with a double. Crowley moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is walked intentionally. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crowley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rorick Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Crowley trying to get to third. Unser throws the ball into Nettles, who tags Crowley for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a line drive into left field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Unser moves to third. Broemer moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Mickey Scott now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Grich reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McCraw. Blair reaches second base with a double. Grich scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Don Buford pinch hits for Mickey Scott. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broimer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Buford now playing left field. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Don Baylor now playing right field. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Broimer takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Broimer moves to second. Grant Jackson now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive towards second base. Johnson makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Foster scores. Duffy moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0-for-0 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kilkenny scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. 1 out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Oates moves to second. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Grich reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Broemer strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Oates is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.